This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome an old friend back into the studio. We know him, we love him. He is Dr. Oz. Yay!
Well, thank you for having me back.
I'm one of those people that, you know, I can say I knew you when.
I remember when we first started the show, this is more than 10 years ago, came on, spoke with you, had a fantastic time, and I was just learning media. I had, you know, I'm a heart surgeon, I still practice at New York Presbyterian at Columbia, but it was such a different world to meet people who got up in the morning and talked all, because a lot of people don't talk in the morning, they're sort of quiet. You guys are the opposite. You make up the difference.
Yeah, I remember I actually was in the studio audience for one of the first, during that first month that you were on, because I think you started, let me think, around September 14th, 2009.
Oh my goodness.
It was really fun though, because it's amazing to have been there then and to watch you now. You're just like so.
You're a lot smoother now. It's Dr.
Smooth.
He was
really good then. Okay, I'll tell you. You were nervous.
Well, I was definitely nervous, but my whole career really started because Oprah and my wife, and Gail King, by the way, who's a real angel in this process, who brought us together, started making shows. I remember the very first show, they wanted me to talk about organs, but they didn't give me much more guidance than that. So I took
about the Hammond organ.
Well, exactly. These were legitimate organs. And I filled up an Igloo cooler with body parts from the autopsy lab at Columbia. Got on a plane. I'm sure they thought, TSA probably thought I was Jeffrey Dahmer. I mean, carrying skulls and femurs and, you know, all kinds of pelvic bones. I went to the studio, and whatever happened to come out of the Igloo cooler next was what we would talk about in the show. And talk about not polished.
You'd see diseased hearts, diseased livers.
Yeah, and he got through their security, no problems.
Exactly, no issues at all. But I remember the first time she told me that she thought we could do a show, and I said, "Well, we are doing a show." She says, "No. Like, we could do a show about medicine, just about health, and I'll help you because you know someone has to bankroll the whole process." He's been my partner through this 10 years of fun and games. Yeah. But it's a process where you don't really know what you're getting into. I guess it's sort of like life, right? It's like a bungee cord jump. You make sure you don't hit the ground. Other than that, you enjoy the ride.
And see how far back up you go.
Exactly.
I remember how nervous you were when you first started. You said, "I really don't do much about TV. I mean, I've been on shows, but I haven't been the host of the show," is how you put it to me at the time.
Which is a different process, because when you're a guest, you just answer questions, and then you can do that, but it's a whole other thing to run the show.
Yeah, just to give you guys a little applause, I respect what you do tremendously now that I try to do it at least in another medium, because it is a whole different ballgame to be the conductor of the events. Because you got to keep it flowing, pacing is important, but you also have to respect the audience more than anything else, and I know that's why you're doing show 1049, because you realize that although you're hosting a show, you're actually a guest in people's cars right now, or in their homes, right? They're inviting you in. You got to bring in worthy guests. You got to talk about stuff that's worthwhile. You can make fun of, you know, train problems, but you're also passionate about what needs to be heard by audiences. So that tends to work. And as soon as you take your eye off the ball for even a second, you whiff.
Goodbye. See you later. Please come back.
What was the most difficult thing for you to learn about the business of television?
Although you're called a talker, that's the word that's used to describe you in the media, you're actually a listener. The most difficult thing to do is to hear what the guest is saying and not get in their way. And when you, like, I had Aaron Hernandez's brother on the show yesterday.
Oh, boy.
And, you know, this is a guy who, he's not talking to anybody. So if he's going to talk, you have to let him be heard, and you have to get create an environment that's safe so he feels like what's so deeply in his heart about his brother, who, as you know, committed suicide, you know, and star NFL player for the Patriots. But he needed to say something, and ultimately, when I got out of the way, it was that his brother had been sexually abused.
Yeah, I saw that.
And he couldn't, as the older brother, defend not intervening. He just didn't know what to do at the time, but he didn't do what he thought he should have done. And so just getting that off his chest was therapeutic.
He had lived with that guilt through the years.
Yeah, he was a little tiny boy, right?
They were small kids. It's not his fault. I mean, he's beating himself up, but it's not his... But of course, when you lose your brother, and you're the older brother, and it's your proverbial responsibility to take care of your brother, then you feel that guilt. But so, but it's part of a much bigger story, of course. It wasn't just that that led to his suicide. I mean, there was definitely traumatic encephalopathy. He had the worst case ever in a young athlete. There are other factors that came in. His father had been abusive. But for an older brother to tell that story, as, and you're right, it's so raw that you have to allow it to be sung from his words. I can't drag that out of him.
Yeah.
And as a host, it's hard to learn just to use silence, to be willing to let to trust the process. And Oprah was so good at this. I remember doing a show with her years ago with Michael J. Fox, and he was talking about his Parkinson's. And he said something out of order. You know, you, when you have a show, as you probably do too, you there's a certain order you do things in. It's just easier for the audience to follow it.
Right.
And he went out of order. And in the commercial break, he said, "Well, I'm really sorry, I messed up," because he's a very talented guy. He's been in media his whole life. He knew what I didn't. And she said, no, that's how it was supposed to be. If you set it out of order, that's how it was supposed to be.
So here's the thing. Your background is a heart surgeon, one of the best in the country. And now that you've been on television for a while, people kind of forget that was your specialty, and you've almost kind of like moved into Dr. Phil's area a little bit.
Well, we are doing true crime, and people do forget that. But every once in a while, I do have a chance to remind people. Like, I don't know if you saw the front page of the New York Times 2 weeks ago was about this little clip that fixes heart valves. The mitra clip. So I actually invented that. And people were asking me, because I happen to be doing a lot of...
Shark Tank. You could go on Shark Tank, too. What the hell are you doing?
Well, in fairness, we did start a company with Columbia, which ended up making this product. But if you, with the patent, it was actually how it's supposed to work. You write a patent. The idea is we're, you know, gelled with a bunch of good inventors. You create a company. You sell to a bigger company because they can actually do the huge clinical trial to show that you can reduce the chance of going to the hospital by 50% with heart failure and actually reduce death rates by almost 40%. So that's all great, but... at its very core, it started with an idea. And that was my—that was who I was. That's what I wanted to do. My passion, my vision board never had media in it.
And along come that darn Oprah.
Yes, Oprah.
Ruined your whole life. Look at you. What a shell of a man we got here. Dr. Oz with us. Take a quick break. We'll be back. He's got more. He's going to tell us about a brand new project for his daughter, Daphne.
Dish. Oh, yeah. Can't wait to hear
her.
Yeah.
Season 10. Dr. Oz Show, weekdays, 1 p.m. on Fox 5. On today's show, are you getting conned by cauliflower products?
This is killing me.
What am I?
Yeah, the cauliflower, the cauliflower rice, the cauliflower pizza. Yep. What is that about? Are we getting conned?
Well, I tell you, cauliflower rice, good to go. Because it's basically just cauliflower that's ground
down. That's riced.
But the pizzas, those are concerning. And a lot of the other processed cauliflower we're seeing on the market.
Right.
See, companies are running into this area because everyone knows cauliflower is good for you. But by the time you put all the filler in there and the other junk, eat real food.
Yeah.
Food that comes out of the ground looking the way it looks when you eat it. So cauliflower pizza is not the same as it looks like, you know, when it's really cauliflower.
When the pizza comes out of the ground, it doesn't look like that. Not
quite. Not dirty.
Now, I remember a long time ago when everybody was really into ground turkey replacing ground beef. And then I found out that the tastiest ground turkey had loads of fat ground into it. So you were doing the same thing to yourself.
I tell you, Scott, you mentioned that on the show we're doing a lot of true crime. By the way, I do true crime because there's so much medicine now. There's so much forensics and CSI investigation. But I cut my chops doing investigations around food. Because when you really get into the food supply in America, it has been changed in so many ways that are unpredictable. And sometimes we think we're doing the right thing, and it's the opposite. I'll give you two examples. Dairy. People say, well, you know, drink skim milk. Well, it turns out people who drink whole fat milk don't gain weight compared to people who drink skim milk.
Yes.
Yeah, and it tastes better, Some of those fats that are in whole fat milk are probably good for you, and they satiate you well.
Right.
So, I eat a lot of yogurt, but it's 2% fat. I never drink skim milk. I don't like the taste, and I don't think it's good for me. Listen, when you take the fat out of milk, what's left? Sugar.
Yeah,
becomes a sugar beverage.
I stopped buying it because of you a long time ago when I first heard you say that.
Another example, and I never leave home without nuts in my pocket, period. This should be true for everybody listening. Nuts do not cause diverticuli. They don't get stuck in your intestines. And actually, you lose weight eating nuts. Why? Right? They have a lot of fat in them, right? They have calories. But you don't digest them all the way. So you get about a 15% discount In the nuts that you eat. So you actually are sort of on a diet when you eat nuts, which is why people who eat nuts tend to lose weight.
Is that true with French fries too?
No, please.
I'm not even gonna ask you about McRib sandwiches.
Oh my goodness.
tell me about your daughter's new project.
Well, our daughters know each other, but Daphne Oz, who's by the way, brought the three grandkids up for Halloween tonight, so I'm looking forward to it. I'll be celebrating and dressed up. But Daphne is launching a whole new series on my show called The Dish.
I love this.
And she has a couple of other young, world-class chefs like her who are going to join her at the table making food that it's just so good, and it happens to be good for you. But it tastes great first, it happens to be good for you. But they're also going to talk like people always have around the kitchen about things that really matter in their lives. And I think there's a big empty space where we can, on network television, get people to be able to cook healthier food that's good for them, at the same time doing what's the healthiest around food, which is talking to each other, laughing with each other, spending time with each other. Food's sacred, it always has been. Mm-hmm. And The Dish on Oz will make sure we remember that.
Are they going to turn that into their own show at some point?
We'll see. You know,
that
it's
would be very cool.
Yeah, it's a possibility. It's already been asked, and I have no idea. But what I first want to do is make sure that it works in the way that we've
designed
it.
Within the show.
Yeah.
You want to get it off the ground before you see how high it goes.
When you're taking care of your child, and in this case, literally, one of my children is involved, I want to make sure they're doing it right and they're healthy. Yeah. Listen, I learned this early in my career, as you have as well. If you make a high-quality experience for people, they'll come.
Yeah.
So let's make it excellent first. Let's delight people, and then we'll figure out what to do with it.
Wow.
Now, tomorrow's show, you got one. Fakers, Frauds, and Foes. What the heck's that about?
Well, there's an interesting, crazy story that we were able to get the exclusive guest to come on. And this guy pretended that he had Down syndrome.
I saw this story.
So he pretended he had Down syndrome so that he could get young women to change him.
Change his diapers.
Yeah, I remember.
Yes.
And so this is a guy who's in his 20s. He's pretending that he's got an ailment that he doesn't have. He's got these home health aides coming in. He's purposely peeing in his underwear or his diaper. He gets them to change him. Of course, they begin to notice things are not quite right when he's got full-blown erections during this whole process.
Oh my God.
These are very innocent young women who are just trying to help.
Right.
And it hurt them so much. It's such a raw interview because it just happened. And I know they were sort of... They're embarrassed that they fell for it, but at the same time, this guy was a con artist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He actually pretended he was his mother texting them to change her son.
He really had thought it through
in a terrible, devious way.
But good for them for telling the story. I mean, having the courage to do it.
Yeah. Thank you for saying that. I applauded them for that. That's often the hardest part. And we often will have families. I just taped a show that's going to air next week with Jesse Buttafuoco.
Mm-hmm.
And, Joey Buttafuoco's daughter, we never talk about the families that are involved in this.
Right. Yeah,
but imagine
impact.
Being 9 years old at school, the Long Island Lolita, Amy Fisher, shoots your mother in the head. No one tells you what went down. And now your whole life is defined by your last name.
And people are making fun of your dad.
Right.
And
You're a Buttafuoco.
You're a Buttafuoco, right. Yeah. You watch that. All your heroes are making fun of you on comedy programs, and you become part of the zeitgeist. You're in all the media, but always in a negative way.
Yeah.
How do you cope with that? And to hear someone process that and be able to bounce back, it's just so uplifting.
Got Dr. Oz on the show today. He's back, and it's a homecoming today for him and for us. And you brought your own body with you. Not your body, but a dummy body. And because you've been doing this thing, and I've been following how to save a life. You've been promoting for CPR lessons. And there was a guy that actually hit a squirrel. I don't know if you heard about this. The guy hit a squirrel, and he's out in front of a car.
Oh, I saw this
on
week.
The side of the road.
Yeah. Chest compressions.
And he brought it back to life.
Yep, I saw that. I'm trying to book him on the show. That's how much I liked it. But saving a life, we talk about it figuratively.
Right.
Watch the show, we'll save your life. But literally, you can save a life. And when you learn CPR, the life that you save is someone you care about. And that's because you spend time with people you care about. So your father's most likely to drop dead in front of you because you spend the most time with him. Mm-hmm. You were mentioning earlier that you watched a show I did with Rosie O'Donnell.
Yes. Yeah. And from that show, I realized that my mom was having a heart attack because of something that she said. She said that she had taken a bottle of Mylanta and it didn't do anything for her. And when my mom was having the heart attack, it happened Saturday night. We didn't figure it out until Monday morning when she said, "I'm feeling a little bit better. It's just that I can't get rid of this indigestion." And I said, "Oh my God, you're having a heart attack." And she said, no, I'm fine. I'm not having a heart attack.
But you took her to the hospital.
We took her to the hospital. And the whole way, they did the EKG and the triage. And she's like, "I'm not having a heart attack." And as soon as they did that EKG, they the doors, you know, flew open and they said Lois and they took her right in. And sure enough, she had a heart attack.
Wow.
But if it wasn't for her saying that she took the bottle of Mylanta and it didn't do anything from her, right, because my mom said that she had eaten a bottle of Tums.
I'll tell you something that's so interesting. And when Rosie O'Donnell, who I do adore, came out and told her story about how she had this weird pain. She thought it was a pulled muscle, but she was actually dying.
Right.
And would have died if she hadn't gone to the hospital. I told her that the first thing we do when we do an autopsy on a woman who dies suddenly is we open their stomach. And the reason we open your stomach is we're looking for Pepto-Bismol, Mylanta. We're looking for antacids.
Really?
It means that you thought you were having indigestion.
Wow.
When really you were dying of a heart attack.
And that is that the one of the most common?
It is the number one most common. I mean, women die of cardiovascular disease as much as men do.
But I mean, is that the most common symptom, is feeling that sense of painful indigestion?
No. The most women don't even realize they're having a heart attack. But the most common symptom is shortness of breath.
Oh,
you just feel like you can't get your breath the right way. Indigestion is very common as well. Mm-hmm. You're confused with stomach issues. Mm-hmm. But the reason we teach CPR is because part of the way you save a life is by identifying a life-threatening problem. Part of it is by doing a very simple procedure. It's two steps, right? You call 911, and then you get over their chest. And I brought a little dummy here, so you're going to demo for me? If you hadn't gotten your mom to the hospital, here's what you were going to do. Everyone get their dummies out.
Yep.
All right. So
Too late.
Put your fingers between the nipples. Right? And put your palm of your hand.
Between the boobs?
Yep. Right between the boobs. Okay. Yeah, between the girls. Put your palm. Right? Like
this. My palm.
And then put your other hand over that palm and keep your hands open. Right? Exactly. And then you're going to lean over the body.
Yeah.
And when you lean over the body, you push down. You push down as hard. Yeah, but you push down.
This guy's been working out. He's been working out.
You push down as hard as you can. Now, what happens if you break a rib?
Yeah.
What do you do?
You keep pushing anyway?
Exactly. Because who the heck cares about a broken rib? The guy's dying.
Right. You're just trying to get the heart.
I'm dead, but I got a broken rib.
Exactly. And you press down 100 times a minute. So it's basically like staying alive. Or, you know,
staying alive.
And so go fast, and then when stop. That's the key point.
When they're breathing?
Yeah, when someone pushes you away and says they're fine, or I know how to
me.
Do this.
Get your hands off me.
What about the mouth here? We don't have to do anything with the mouth.
I'm so happy you asked that, because there is no more mouth breathing. We call it the Texas two-step, and we've taught it to tens of thousands of people because it's so easy, you don't have to breathe. Mm-hmm. All the major societies have stopped asking you to breathe. You know why? It doesn't help that much, and people don't start.
So this is the thing that helps.
But everyone says, well, there's saliva coming out of their mouth. I don't want to get that vomit in my mouth. And yes, you don't do it. You don't do anything. Turns out the breathing is almost irrelevant, and the survival rates are a little better even sometimes when you just press in the chest because you do it right.
What we'll do is Louie videoed the actual, get him doing it now. Look at this. See him go?
Oh, look at you. Oh, you got it. You're the other way.
Lisa's got you in the gym every day.
She does. She works me out.
So, and we'll put this up on our Facebook page and all the other social medias. That's it, man. It's a great job. Thank you so much.
Let me thank you from the bottom of my heart. From day one, when I really was nobody, you welcomed me on the show.
You were a world-class heart surgeon. Well,
I was nobody.
Poor nobody.
And Scott brought me on. I really appreciate it. And thank you from the bottom of my heart.
The Dr. Oz Show, weekdays, 1 p.m. on Fox 5. Today, the cauliflower show.
The cauliflower.
The scandal.
Out to get you. Thank you, my friend. Great to see you. CBS FM.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.